and it's where we're going to start out at, is count it all joy. Count it all joy. James said in the chapter number 1, verse number 1, said, James said, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. We're going to stop right there for just a minute, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to ask the blessing upon the lesson today. Father in heaven, Lord, we ask you for this help. We ask you, Father, to get myself out of the way, Lord. I'm just a servant. I need to be used, Lord. But right now, I just ask you, Lord, that you just remove any distractions from this place, Lord. Now allow your servant to preach, Lord, to be able to expound upon the Word of God. Thank you for those who have come here, Brother Perry and Brother Randy, Lord, the fellow co-laborers in Christ, Lord. So we ask you, Father, that you help us today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, James said, and obviously there was some those among the tribes of Israel there that were scared abroad. Undoubtedly, Brother Perry, there was some discouragement going on there where they were, things were going on, problems going on in their life. And as I said this morning and was able to stand up for the Lord, as we have the problems in our life that come, and we as Christians need to know how to handle those problems, where to take them to, amen, and not be discouraged about. And the Lord's brought a scripture to my mind here, just a second here, if I can get to it, bear with me here. It talks about, I believe it is in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, if you'll bear with me just a second here, and verse number 5, until 4, I believe it is, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but through God, to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that, now here's the key, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it's going to take, brothers and sisters in Christ. Dear friend out there, and you sound of my voice, that's what it's going to take, is us understanding that James said to count it all joy. Amen. I don't know how, but I have to, it's like I got up this morning at about 6 o'clock or so, and just went to my prayer room, and I'm all alone at that time, and I can bring the scriptures out, and the thoughts come to my mind, and be able to talk to the Lord about the concerns that's going on. And I've got friends, I've got a daughter, I've got others that are involved in different things that burdens me down, Brother Randy, but I've got to look to Him, the author finisher of my faith, amen, to get the strength. And that's what James was telling us, said, count it all joy. I don't know how, Brother Perry, to count it all joy when some problems is going on in my life. I don't know how to do that, Brother Perry and Brother Randy, apart from Jesus Christ, amen. I don't know how the lost and dying world and just those that's out here that's out in the world that doesn't know Jesus Christ, amen. I don't know how they handle it, Brother Randy. I don't know where they go. It's no matter, no reason to suicide among the law enforcement and others out there that see troubles and see crimes. As they said last year, that suicide took more lives than just the getting killed in the line of duty on law enforcement in America today. Amen. You know why? Because they don't know where to put their trust into, amen. They have all kinds of kids. Nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't call me up, amen, and tell me that, you know, that Brother Mike's against counseling and stuff like that. That has its place and its time, amen. I believe it needs to be godly counseling. I don't believe, I don't know. I've got this thing about going to every type of counselor, to every type of shrink out there in the world today, amen, for your problems. Because I guarantee you, they're not going to take you and show you, thus saith the Lord, what the Lord says about it. They're going to do it what man says, and there's going to be a temperance like getting a cut out here, and that thing needs stitches, amen, and you just go over here and put a Band-Aid on it, and you don't get the stitches, amen. I had one of those things on the side of my leg there, where when I was in, I think it was in like 1982 or 83, I picked up a garbage bag, and somebody didn't tell me that, amen, there was a broke glass in it. And that thing had a sharp edge on it like that. Well, when it come up against my leg, guess where it went? It went in, it went through the muscle, straight to the bone, amen. Well, I didn't have insurance, and I thought, well, I'm just not going to go to the doctor because it was going to be about a $400 or $500 deal there. They're going to get stitches, amen. And just dummy me, I went ahead, amen, and done this thing, and just had it, poured peroxide on it every evening there, closed it up with one of those little deals that's supposed to close the flesh up,
yeah,
that works on small little cuts, amen. Not one about an inch long, not one about an inch wide, not one about 2 inches deep, amen. It needed stitches. It needed the proper attention, amen. And that's what our law enforcement and others, people in medical field, whatever they may be, that you deal with situations and problems, the world out there, the world's philosophy, has come, let's take a book out here, not the Word of God, but some book that they've learned in college, amen. And I said, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what I believe is the Word of God tells us, to bring our cares to Him. Amen. He said, because amen. He cares for us.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Mike. One place over here in the book of James, he talked about in verse number 16 of chapter 5, he said, confess your faults one to another. And pray for one for another, that you may be healed. Departs effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, or that word can be interpreted, it accomplishes a lot, or very much. Amen. That's what it's going to take today, dear friend, for us as yes. Christians to get victory, as James was talking about. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Knowing this, here is what I want to get to. But amen, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. Amen. Perfect. That doesn't mean that you're just perfect like Christ, but you're mature in the faith. Amen. You are well equipped in the Word of God. You know what to do, amen. And it says here that in and entire or complete, wanting nothing. You say, well, Brother Mike, how can you not want anything? Now you got to back up here and see what James is talking about. If we do it God's way, if we do it the Scripture's way, the Bible tells us we're not going to want anything spiritual. It doesn't just, so you might say, well, Brother Mike, I got wants every day. Wanting or needing stuff every day. It's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about that you will not want of anything in the spiritual wisdom realm of Christianity, amen. Is if you'll turn it over to him, and the Bible says in the very next word, or the next verse, he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all man liberty, and upbraideth not. Oh, I looked up that word there. Upbraideth not, as James is speaking, of not being a coward. In other words, now let me stop right there. But Brother Mike, I'm not a coward. The Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace, amen. And the Bible tells us to come and with a sincere, with a boldness that's that is beyond just your human ability to do things, but through the Lord Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Spirit, Brother Perry, we can come boldly and ask Him for wisdom and ask Him for the help that we need to have. Amen.
Amen.
When you go to upbraid, this means it is a military term of a military tribunal where they find fault or reproach or severely censor. In other words, is telling you to come not being a cowardly, where you will be censored, where you will be labeled as a coward because you don't have enough inside your spiritual being. Amen. We're talking in Christ Jesus. And that's when the Bible tells us over here in 1 John, it talks about that, to now little children, and bear with me here, in chapter number 2, it says, And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, that we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Amen. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Now, what are you saying to the man? I'm saying this. With the limited ability of my being inside of me, and as one sitting here that's a lot more versed, amen, in the Word of God and can expound a lot better than I can, amen. But what I'm trying to break down for you today, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friend, if you're saved, is that if you do not know how, and if you are weak, I'm not talking about meek, amen, if you are weak in the faith, and you don't know how to come boldly before the throne of grace, if you do not know how to deal with problems, if you have turned to everything in the world besides what the Word of God says, the Bible uses the word there, it labels you as a coward in the faith. I don't know any other way to say it there. The Bible is true. It says it's true. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Discerning the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Where is your intent? What's keeping you from being victorious? Now, you've heard me say it many, many times, and I'll continue to say it. Why are you not serving the Lord? What has you, as I said this morning there, amen, that you can't praise the Lord? That you can't give Him praise and glory? I believe it was brought out this morning that He came and He died for you and I. God, as Brother Perry said this morning, shed His blood, amen, through the Son, Jesus Christ, His Son. He didn't have to, amen. He done it willingly to give us, amen, the opportunity to live a victorious life, first receiving what He did by faith, amen, upon the cross. That's the first one. If all this sounds great to you, then maybe you're not into the faith. Maybe you don't know this Jesus Christ that I'm talking about. Maybe you don't have this same victory that I try to have. Now, do I fall short of it many times every day? That's the reason I have to get up early sometimes, Lord, like you did Saturday morning, woke me up about 2 o'clock, wouldn't let me go back to sleep, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Said, get in the Word, amen.
Yeah.
So I had to get in the Word, Brother Perry, and I've heard Brother Perry say it, that he gets up 3:30 in the morning there. That's his study time. The Lord, it's sometimes disrupt on Saturday evening, I guarantee you. But 2 or 3 o'clock, I was ready to take me a nap, amen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's time that the believers, if you claim to be in Jesus Christ, that you lose some sleep, amen.
Amen. Amen.
This thing's not going to be won by sitting on the seat of the
right. Amen.
It's going to be won by the knees bent, amen, before a holy God, amen, that has came 2,000 years ago or so and came down in human flesh and made the ultimate sacrifice for you and I. That we would have that blessed hope of salvation. That we would have the direction. He didn't just come to die upon the cross, but Brother Perry, He came and showed us how to walk. Amen.
Amen. He sure did. Amen.
I don't know how any clearer to put it to me. Brother Mike, that sounds kind of arrogant. Bible says to the natural man,
right,
what I'm saying is foolish.
Yes. That's what it says.
Yeah. Why? Because it spiritually has to be spiritually discerned.
Right. Yes.
To the natural man that's not saved, what I'm saying to him, it's like talking to a dog. Amen. Out there on the front porch, him cocking his head sideways because he don't understand what you're saying. Amen.
Right.
That's what it is to the natural man. That's the reason I'm telling you, this broadcast here is to get people back to serving the Lord.
Amen.
So we can have people saved. Amen.
That's right.
Like we did Brother Brian's girlfriend's daughter this morning. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the Lamb of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When man stood up this morning and said, for God, for praying mothers and praying grandmothers and all that is the solution to the drug problem. And yes, it is. People being faithful upon their knees, amen, and not being discouraged, but being full of the Holy Spirit of God and decide that they're going to get back to serving. They're going to quit whining about what's going on in the world today, about their finances and all this. Get back to tithing, amen. Give it to the word, to the work of God. Study the word of God. Get to serving him in a Bible-believing church, amen. And quit worrying about what's going on in the world. Quit worrying about where we're going up today or tomorrow. Quit worrying about where we're going to spend 3.5 years in the tribulation period of time, because it don't mean a hell of anything, amen. Yeah. When you're saved, amen, that's what matters.
That's right.
And how many are you going to take into heaven with you? Brother Randy, I don't want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ with tears in my eyes because I hadn't done what I was supposed to do and be embarrassed.
That's right.
God help us as Christians. God help us as pastors in this great city here in Scottsboro. If you're not telling people, you've heard me say it again, I'll say it one more time. Amen. If you're not telling people and instructing them in righteousness, amen. If you're not telling them how to get saved, if you're not showing them in the book, if you're not preaching the word of God, God help your souls, amen.
Amen.
Say, are you condemning and saying bad things about the pastors? I said, no. Amen. Get to serving the Lord and preaching the word of God if you're not.
Amen.
Instruction in righteousness, Brother Perry. Instruction in righteousness, Brother Randy.
Amen.
God help us.
Yes.
God help us. It breaks my heart when I look at the church members, when I get a chance to preach. Some of them sitting there with their heads down. I'm sitting there twiddling around with stuff in their seats, purses. Twiddling around with this and that with their heads down because they don't care about what the Word of God says. And that's the reason people are dying and going to hell. Because you, dear friend, have got enough about you to pay attention to the Word of God. And you might be instructed. Let me tell you that you would be instructed, amen, if you just pay attention. There's people today that's going to turn off this radio station here, going to take it off and go to something else, amen. Some stinking country music and all that kind of stuff, amen, because they don't want to hear Brother Mike preach against sin, amen, and trying to get us instructed back in righteousness. I've heard it said, you can tell a lot about a person by turning on his TV set, getting the remote, turning it on when they are gone, when they're not there, and watch the channel come back on. And you can tell a lot about a person when you get in their vehicle, turn on the switch,
yeah,
and where's the station at, amen?
Yeah.
What are you listening to? You can tell a lot about a person when you go in their house, see what's on their counter, what's in their living room, what's beside them that they read. Why are we not embarrassed about how we live if we're claiming to be Christians? Why are we not embarrassed? Dear friend, you're going to be. Unless the Lord tarries, you're going to be. I'm going to be. Because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that I have not, Brother Perry, done what I'm supposed to do in my 31 years of being saved. It breaks my heart. I got a daughter that's messed up on drugs and stuff. God help my soul, because I haven't prayed for her like I should. Brother Perry takes the message talking about the unborn. God help us, because we're not broken hearted. And because this thing in Virginia, I believe it is, that allows you to kill a baby even after it's born, amen. What happened to America, amen? Abraham Lincoln said one time, said, America's good because she's great. And America will cease to be great when she ceases to be good.
That's right. Amen.
We got a president that ran on a campaign of making America great again. I believe within all of my power and everything, what I can see and believe in everything that he's doing, everything he can, allowing people to pray for him. I watched a video the day before he went on doing different speeches and people just encompassed about him, praying for him.
Amen.
And it's going to be that. Getting back to prayer. Well, I had got nowhere near where I wanted to go with this message here, but the Holy Spirit's directed it. And
thank
God, Lord willing, I'll get to preach the rest of it at some point in time unless the Lord comes back before next week or so.
Even so, come Lord Jesus.
But I'm telling you, dear friend, that that's exactly what it's going to take.
Amen.
For us to understand that sin lies at the door. And is it your door? I read over, I believe it was in the book of Daniel, or Ezekiel, talking about when the Lord, when the prophet was warning Israel, several places in one chapter, it says, they will know that I am Lord.
Amen.
They will know that I am Lord.
Amen.
And dear friends, one day you're going to know that Jesus Christ
is
Lord. Because he said, not just the saved, amen, not just the lost. He said that every knee shall bow and confess that I am Jesus Christ, the Lord. Every name.
Amen.
That means the lost is going to finally recognize that he is Lord. That makes me kind of tremble to think of it.
Way too late.
I don't know where I'm. I listened to a song that Mercy Me sung there talking about what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know, the song kind of goes and paraphrases. What am I going to do when I stand before the Lord? Will I know what to say or will I fall as dead? Oh, Brother Perry, God help us. I feel that right now it's a scary time for me and my thoughts. I can't think about it every day. What am I going to do when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ? Oh, dear God in heaven, help us. What are we going to do when we stand, Brother Randy, before the judgment seat of Christ? What rewards are you going to lay at the Savior's feet? Are they going to be burned up like wood, hay, stuff? Or are you going to come forth as tried and gold? I hope just a minuscule, my Christian life.
Me too.
Is enough, Brother Perry, that I'm not ashamed at what my works has done. And that maybe they'll overshadow some of the bad stuff over the last 30 years where I have not done what I'm supposed to do for the Lord. I hope, and my goal is, as that was a song we were talking about that these guys come and sung here a couple, two or three weeks ago, said I'm going to, talking about finishing, I'll be there to the end, amen. I heard a preacher talk about, will you finish well, amen? I just want to finish well, brothers.
Amen. Amen.
Do you want to finish well? Is it in your heart to finish well? Or is it in your heart just to complain and gripe and grumble about everything that's going on and have problems and stuff and not got enough character about you, Christian character, to bend that knee and give it to him? Well, our time's about gone, and I appreciate the opportunity again to stand before the Lord.